It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
And welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast as we talk real estate right around the UAE with a special focus on the Dubai property market and available on Spotify. You'll hear us on Apple Podcasts as well as Amazon. And a Tuesday morning, the 26th day, can you believe it, for March for 2024. Aaron in Miami, Florida, thank you for your email. We have had a few listeners there. Aaron works in real estate. Quite funny because he said, forget about the video content and bad taste in Dubai. He said, come to Miami to see the absolutely atrocious behavior of real estate agents representing themselves on camera in Miami. Now, that seems like the perfect time to bring in Mario Volpe on our Tuesday morning. Is there any surprise that Miami's outdoing Dubai in this area of videos?
Good morning, Craig. Good morning to the listeners. Not really. I think actually that is a very fair point. We try to be measured here and we criticize everybody doing it, but I can imagine that the ones in Miami or Florida in general are going to be fairly risque.
There were so many of these little smiley faces as he wrote his email. So he clearly found there was a bit of humor in Saturday's property podcast update with us talking about exactly that.
Exactly. I mean, Dubai is lame or tame, should I say, compared to, I'm sure, what comes out of the United States.
Now, talking of lame and tame, Ferrari's 1-2 in the F1.
Oh my goodness, I got up especially early because obviously being in Australia, it was an early start for me. I couldn't believe it when Max Verstappen went out with problems on the brakes. I was so happy. And to bring it home 1-2, hopefully this is the starting point.
Yeah, well, I mean, Carlos Sainz, he's had sort of a bit of an up and down sort of season, last three in particular. And to get in the podium in number one and to have your mate Charles Leclerc right there, not a bad effort at all.
Exactly. And don't forget that he was having his appendix out. So that's why the 18-year-old Oliver Bearman had to take up his seat, which did really well, seventh place. So the pressure was on him. So to come back from that and then to actually overtake Max, don't forget he actually overtook him. So it wasn't just because Max didn't finish the race. He did take him actually on the track. So all credit, hopefully better things to come.
Yeah, who would think that an appendix removal bit of surgery would, oddly enough, be a good luck charm?
Maybe he was heavier, Craig, and now he's a bit lighter, so obviously the car will go faster.
That makes sense. Made the Ferrari a little faster. All right, let's get to real estate. And I understand that there is a new report out from ValueStrat highlighting some price increases for last month, for February, for both villas and apartments. So what can you tell us about this?
Yeah, this report confirmed that highly desired villas in Dubai have more than doubled in value over the past 3 years, whilst apartment prices are up just over a third on average. So for villas, that equates to 2.1% up from the previous month and up 1.9% for apartments.
Yeah, and I think that most people will want to know this next question, and that is, which were the areas that saw the highest growth annually for apartments?
Yeah, so the highest growth year on year was recorded in Discovery Gardens, which is coming in at 30.7%, followed by the Greens at 27.9%, then Palm Jumeirah at 27.4%, Town Square, and lastly, Dubai Production City, just around the sort of 23% mark.
And everybody is watching the villas with a lot of interest. Everybody would love to live in a villa, but of course, these days they're getting very expensive. So on that note, can you tell us any information from the report regarding the villas?
The villa capital gains were up 28% since last year, with Jumeirah Islands topping the list. Now, we haven't spoken much about Jumeirah Islands, but this is a very popular development built by Nakheel, located east from Sheikh Zayed Road, not far from the marina. The villas themselves were completed in late 2006 early 2007 and consist of houses built on 46 clusters surrounded by seawater lakes. These villas are highly sought after due to their location, their size and style, privacy and unique positioning in the market. The second highest price was for Palm Jumeirah, unsurprisingly. That came in at 35.1%. Third was Dubai Hills at 33.6%. And lastly, Moudon, which is just down the Al Qudra corridor at 29.6%.
Gee, Dubai Hills at 33.6%. Now, that isn't a small amount of change for those investors investing in Dubai Hills. Of course, the Dubai's luxury villa market, Mario, is thriving with these numerous upscale projects set for completion. Damac Hills, of course, is one of them. District 1 is launching these spacious villas. The Valley is also offering a desert charm with green spaces. And the Oasis near Arabian Ranches 2 is providing an upscale living with some golf courses attached. And not forgetting Dubai South's residential district featuring semi-detached villas and mansions. So despite a large supply, property prices are continuing to rise, and I think that's the point that you're making, reaching all-time highs for January of this year. So off-plan registrations, let's have a look at those because they have jumped.
Yeah, they jumped 32.6% annually and monthly 5.7%. That's very high. Typically, that's when the buyer has paid at least 20% and 4% to the developer for the Okud. Now, the Okud is the pre-title registration. These numbers are confirmed when the developer registers the sales at the land department. Ready home transactions grew 30.5% annually and 9% monthly. This represents nearly 37% share of all residential sales for the month of February.
There's a bit of information there, isn't there, Mario? I can hear you getting through it.
Yeah, there's a lot of information today. So I apologize to the listeners if they're being bamboozled with numbers. But I think it's important to see these numbers and just to see how the Dubai real estate market is growing.
Yeah, and I've said it before that, you know, whilst Mario does go through the information, if there's anything that you're kind of missing, the beautiful thing about the podcast, unlike radio, is you can just press the rewind 15 seconds and you can pick up on anything that you're potentially missing. Now, I want to talk about developers and their project locations. Tell us which ones topped the list in this report for February.
Well, unsurprisingly for me, Emaar came out on top with 13.3% of sales. I say unsurprising because Emaar is a very popular developer here. Second was Damac with just shy of 10%. Third was Danube with 7.6%. And lastly, Shoba with 5.7%. The most popular areas for off-plan sales were JVC, Dubai Marina, Maritime City, I've spoken about that before, that's an up-and-coming area, and Business Bay in that order. When it comes to ready properties, the majority of transactions coming out of JVC, Business Bay, Dubai Marina, Downtown, and lastly, Dubai Hills.
Gee, I mean, those names, JVC, if you don't live in Dubai, you hear JVC constantly, Business Bay constantly, Dubai Marina, Downtown, and Dubai Hills. They are frequently coming up like raindrops in Dubai. Oh, maybe that's not so frequent.
Well, actually, it's funny you should say that because they've been threatening, again, the meteorology department have been threatening for inclement weather. So,
yeah,
apparently it's going to rain in Dubai again.
Oh, well, here we go. At least you've got your four-wheel drive that you can navigate some of that water.
Definitely. I can switch it to the mode and I can sail through.
Four-wheel drive mode. Love it. All right. So let's right now, I want to touch on Ajman because there was a bit of interest in Ajman and we talked about this at the weekend. Aside from Dubai and Abu Dhabi, I think you've got some information that you can give us regarding some of the lesser known Emirates because, you know, as these prices expand and inflate and go up, it only stands to reason that people are going to look outside of Dubai. And already in the last, what, 5-6 months, we've received a lot of emails from people saying, can you tell me, Mario, some of these added value places, these destinations outside of Dubai?
Absolutely. Well, obviously, apart from Dubai and Abu Dhabi, I guess the most popular other Emirates are Ajman, Ras Al Khaimah, or RAK as we call it, and Sharjah, but not necessarily in that order. So if we take a look at these other Emirates, in 2023, the number of transactions in Ajman grew by 43% compared to the year before. In RAK, increases in apartment sale prices grew by 34%. And in Sharjah, the volume of real estate deals by foreign investors grew by a whopping 165%.
That alone is huge. That is massive numbers. And isn't it interesting about infrastructure and when a location comes online and people just can't sort of get their head around moving? And it's that dilemma with off plan. They can't, a lot of people visualize what an area is going to look like much the same way as what a development is going to look like.
That's right. And it takes time, actually, for these to get traction, to get media coverage. And you see that, actually, definitely in sort of Ras Al Khaimah.
Well, that's great because there's a lot of information there. And I know that you've got more information that you would like to talk about. So let's get you back on Thursday because it's worthwhile drilling down on some more of this information because I know that you want to do the cheaper cost of living if you are living in RAK or in Ajman. And I can tell you what, I've seen what the numbers are and what Mario is going to tell you on Thursday. These are quite significant numbers, aren't they, Mario?
They are, and I'm looking forward to explaining this to all the listeners, and I'm sure they'll be very surprised when they actually see the numbers that are going to come out.
All right, well, we'll leave it there. Enjoy your Tuesday. Enjoy taking on that fantastic win by the Ferraris. And we should also mention, of course, it was a 3-4 finish, wasn't it, by McLaren?
That's right. Yes, the McLaren is also coming up too. And I'm glad that George Russell was okay after the crash on the last bend there with Alonso.
What to buy, where to live, and things to avoid every week on the Dubai Property Podcast.
Actually, one of the number one questions people ask me is, have I made any deals through social media? And the honest answer is no. I get a lot of marriage proposals, but also there's some quite good just relationships that get formed. I'm talking about professional relationships. So other realtors that reach out, there's clients that actually just want to know information about Dubai or how to go through the process. And also developers actually connect quite a lot. So look, whilst I haven't made any deals, I do think it's a really excellent platform to get out there, to get informed yourself and to also provide some education for people.
Now, I'm not going to let you just get off the hook without me asking. Come on, give us a couple of these marriage proposals. How have they gone down? I mean, what's the line?
To be honest, there's actually a lot of gifts of roses and love hearts, pretty much.
Gifts of roses?
I have said no.
So they've come to the office?
No, sorry. I mean gifts as in gifts, like G-I-F-S.
Craig, you're showing your age now. Gifts.
Yeah, that's me showing my age, exactly. Michael, you haven't had any proposals made to you, have you?
No, not for lack of trying, though, Craig.
The skyline is constantly changing, growing, and expanding. The Dubai Property Podcast for all things real estate.